Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piper, and I'm very happy to sit with you in meditation. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, as per usual, and we're going to start in a moment. So please take your seat and get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair, which is equally as spiritual. And if you are in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, I want to continue my new favorite tradition, which is answering your questions. Instead of sitting here thinking about what do I want to say? Because what I really want to do is answer your questions. So this week, the question is from, I don't have my glasses, Marley. Hi, Marley. And the question is, or statement actually, perhaps you may want to touch on men/women or relationships involving love that are different. Which is all of them, basically. For instance, my boyfriend does not, nor will not, meditate or discuss the purpose of the benefits of it. He is not interested. I want to be in a relationship with a like-minded person, and I'm thinking of ending our relationship of long-term 15 years. We can be friends, hopefully, but I do not want to marry him. It's difficult, and though we are close in many other ways, we are different. How do we grow together? Well, thank you for that, Marley. And I feel for you, and I also hear you saying two different things. One is, I'm not interested, and the other is, how do we grow together? So it's sort of, you're sort of in perhaps saying, I'm interested, and I'm not interested, which is very human. Been there. I want to be in a relationship with a like-minded person. I'm thinking of ending our relationship. We can be friends. I do not want to marry him. How do we grow together? You can't, it's irresponsible of me to just say that. So I'm sorry, let me start over. However, you cannot stay together and be apart. So I want to zero in on the very understandable question, how can I be with someone who does not meditate? When meditation is important to me? Or can I be, spirituality is important to me, let's say, but my partner is not interested. And he or she or they are not only not interested, they are really not interested. And there's no chance that that's going to change. So what do I do? Well, that's, I cannot tell you, of course. That's, each relationship is very, very individual and different. So I can tell you that I have been in a relationship with one person for 20 years, or more than 20 years. We've been married for 20 years. And that person does not meditate. Not interested, not a Buddhist, not interested in Buddhism, not interested. However, he has one interest that is very important to me, and that is myself. He seems to be interested in me. So that goes a long way. I have found that there are advantages. I'm not saying this is true for you, but I have found for myself, there are advantages in both situations. There are certainly advantages to being with someone who is on the same path as you. You share a language. If you're trying to plan how to spend your time, just making sure the mic is on, because if you're planning, how do you spend your time? How do you spend your money? What are your priorities? You would have, some shared things in there that could simplify your life. And you could have a heart connection that around the things that are very, very important to both of you. And of course, that's fantastic. However, it's possible that it can also be fantastic when you don't share those things. And here's why I say that. I'm a longtime Buddhist practitioner, now close to 25 years, and it is the center of my life. It is my work, it is my heart, it is everything to me. So there's two ways where it is valuable to me to have a partner who is not on the same path as me or on a path. So the first way is, I'm a very independent-minded person. I'm a very introverted person. I like my space. I like time alone. I like privacy. I like to think about things. And when I, because I'm in a relationship with someone who is not so interested in those things, I feel a lot of space in my mind and heart, a lot of privacy, a lot of ease. I like being by myself. And I feel that this area, which is of such great importance to me, is safe. It's mine. I value that. And I feel that he values me and appreciates me, usually. So I don't feel any sense of, I'm not interested and I don't want you to be interested. That's a different story. He says, I'm not interested. You're interested? Good. If he was to say, I'm not interested and I don't want you to be interested, that would be a different story. That relationship would be over. That would not work. No one should say that to anyone, I don't think. Unless, you know, your interest is really something horrid. The other way it's a value to be in a relationship with someone who's not a practitioner, as you are, is that you have to live your practice. There is no way that you can bullshit. I'm not saying that you're trying to, but you can't bullshit your partner or with some, what I like to call Dharma double talk. It has to be completely on the spot. Compassion, patience, discipline, simplicity, renunciation, loving kindness, sympathetic joy. Can't talk about those things. You have to be those things and do those things. So it's challenging, it's bracing, it's on the spot. There is no talk, there is only walk. In other words, you can only walk the talk because you can't talk it. Hello, you cat. So I hope that's useful. I have a feeling it's not. I guess the last thing I'll say is, if you feel like you are in a relationship that is not serving you, and you know that, you don't need to look for reasons why you deserve to feel that way. You do feel that way, and you deserve to feel that way. So make the choices that are right for you. As far as I'm concerned, you don't have to justify those choices. You do your best to explain them to anyone who's interested, but you're free to make the choices that work for you. And it's very hard to let go of someone and still remain friends. I found in the world of relationships, it is impossible. I'm sure there are people who disagree with me, but you can be friends, let me amend, but only after both parties have really moved on. And then you could try to have a different kind of relationship. Maybe you can be friends. But it's hard to just say, let's remove the mask of love and put on the mask of friends, and it should be that simple, because it just isn't. So I hope that's useful, and let's practice. Hi. So please begin your practice by relaxing with or without a cat, hopefully with. And really feel yourself settle on the cushion or chair, like give your weight to it. There's nowhere to go, nothing to do right now but this. So really let yourself settle. You too. Let your bottom half be heavy. The hands rest on the legs just above the knee, somewhere that feels just relaxed and comfortable. Oh, hi. The back is straight and strong. Feel the power of your back. And let the front body be very soft. The belly, the area around your heart, and your throat. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long and the mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth are slightly parted. Hello, bunny. Hi. The breath is natural in and out through the nose. And the eyes are open. And the gaze is cast down to a spot 3 to 6 feet in front. And just let the gaze be very soft and let the eyes rest. Let the brow relax. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Feel the body breathing. Let the attention come all the way in with the inhale and flow all the way out on the exhale. Let your thoughts be as they are. And if you notice that your mind becomes absorbed in thought, it's fine. Just notice that. Let go. Gently bring your attention back to the breath and begin again. That's all you have to do, is sit here being yourself, feeling the body breathe. That is meditation, and we will practice together. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing with me and my cat. And thank you for practicing together. Hello, you.